Hello, so this work is a joint work with Shai Ben-David and Srino Kushagra, and is about clustering with same cluster queries. So if we want to give a brief definition of clustering, it's the task of automatically partitioning a set of instances into meaningful subsets. But as we had the discussion right now, the goal of clustering is not clear, and in contrast to supervised learning, we can have contradictive goals, or and the goal is not clear or unique. So maybe it's easier to do what some textbooks do and to just give a list of different algorithms or approaches for clustering instead of defining it in a unified framework. But this is not just a theoretical curiosity. It's, philosophical curiosity. If you are given this simple example where you want to cluster this set of points to two clusters, you can have at least two answers which are totally acceptable. The left one is what, let's say, two-means clustering may do. And the right one is what single leakage, for example, can do. And it's important to notice that we cannot say which one is better unless we know more about the domain that we are talking about. So we call this problem the underspecificity of clustering. In this work, we are going to address two challenges. The first one is domain underspecificity of the clustering, where we want to find a systematic approach to incorporate domain knowledge. And the other and much more studied one is the computational complexity issue, where, for example, we know optimizing many common objective functions in clustering like k-means is NP-hard. So these challenges seem to be orthogonal or irrelevant, but we'll actually see that they can be quite related. What are our options for getting domain knowledge? The thing that is mostly used in practice is just trial and error or intuitions. But if we are looking for a more systematic approach, we can name offline models and online or interactive clustering models, where, for example, in the offline models, we can be given a set of constraints where the algorithm tries to satisfy, which kind of incorporates the domain knowledge. And in interactive clustering, the learner actually is able to ask questions, so engage in a more interactive setting with the domain expert. So what is our approach? In our approach, we assume that the learner can ask some queries, which I will define, to get some advice from the expert. From now on, I call the expert just an oracle. And a special form of query that we use is that the learner asks whether two instances belong to the same cluster or not. And the answer is just yes or no. Now, this is a natural form of query for certain applications, like record deduplication, where we have a large database of records, and you have repetitive entries from the same identity, and you want to merge or get rid of those repetitions. And actually, here, an expert can easily say whether they're the same entry or not. But the problem is that we have so many instances. So I can say we have two key takeaways from this talk. And it's the fact that interactive clustering in this form of same cluster queries can help us deal with underspecificity, but also it can help us in dealing with computational complexity. So this is a little bit surprising, and we will show that with the use of a rather small number of queries, you can make some otherwise NP-hard problems tractable. Let's be more concrete. Assume that you have n points in the Euclidean space, and the learner wants to cluster these points and can ask same cluster queries, and the goal is to recover the oracles clustering. But this problem is still, it's too flexible, and we need more structure, because otherwise the learner needs to ask at least order of n queries to find the true clustering. Therefore, we add more structure and assume that the target clustering is kind of nice. What do I mean by that? We define the gamma margin property of the target clustering. If you look at this picture and look at the upper left cluster, you see that every point inside the cluster, like X, and every point outside the cluster, like Y, Y is closer to the center of the cluster than X. And Y is farther from the center. And it's not only farther, but by a factor of 1 plus gamma. So if the target clustering satisfies this property, can we find the target clustering using queries? Before answering that, let's study a little bit more about the computational complexity of this problem, and in particular consider the special case where the oracles clustering is just the solution of k-means. And in this simplified version, the learner knows that it just needs to find the solution to k-means, and it has also it also knows that the solution has more structure. It has gamma margin property. So even in this case, we show that solving Euclidean k-means is NP-hard if we don't use any queries. And in particular, this happens for small values of margin. So for a small margin, you cannot, it's computationally hard. And we have this unfortunate situation where even in this nicely separated example, gamma is not large enough. And for small values of gamma, you have NP-hardness. And if you want it to be tractable, you need to assume unrealistically large margins. Okay, so this is without queries, but what if we have access to queries? We provide an algorithm that can do that, especially in particular for any gamma larger than zero, it can find the target clustering. It's an efficient algorithm. The running time is linear in n. And also, the number of queries is just logarithmic in n. So we don't have to ask about all of the points in the cluster. Note that this algorithm, for this algorithm to work, you don't need to assume that the target clustering is just the solution of k-means. It was just an example. But it can be any nice target clustering. But this means that we have a surprising conclusion, where clustering problem was NP-hard, but using a few queries, we could make it tractable. And in particular, this happened for the realistic values of the margin. If I want to give a big picture of the algorithm, it tries to find a large enough IID sample from at least one of the clusters, and then using that sample, it estimates the center of the cluster, and then tries to find the effective radius of the cluster using a method similar to binary search. And then this happens recursively for other clusters as well. The nice thing about this is that it doesn't have to know the number of clusters or the parameter gamma in advance. And about the hardness result, we prove that Euclidean k-means is NP-hard even when the data is nicely, it satisfies our niceness property. And also using log n number of queries, we prove that does not help. So this proof is by a reduction from the exact cover by three sets, which I can give more details in the posters. So to summarize, clustering is an underspecified problem, and you need to use domain knowledge to convey that you need to use interaction. We provided an efficient algorithm for interactive clustering, and we showed that using a few queries, you can turn the NP-hard problem into a tractable one. So it's interesting to use the same notion of query in other clustering frameworks to see if this is helpful or not. Thank you.
I have a question. So I guess in your proof you assume that the answer to these query, to these oracle questions are always truthful, like the oracle doesn't have any noise. Would the proof break down if you add noise, or would it just mean you need a couple of more queries?
Yeah, very good question. Actually, if the noise is adversarial, it's hard to give good guarantees. Just we can afford constant number of noise. But if you add more structure on the noise, probably you can. The other related thing is the abstentions, where the oracle does not answer some of the questions. That one, we can actually handle more abstentions.
Question?
I was just wondering whether there are some similarities between semi-supervised learning.
Yeah, so semi-supervised learning is a kind of a general term. If you mean the task of classification with having access to unlabeled data, it's related, but our framework, I can say it's interactive, so you need to talk about active semi-supervised setting. And also the number of classes here is very large, and even you don't need to know it in advance. So it's a very extreme form of semi-supervised learning.
Yep.
Do you have an estimation how many queries do we need for some big data problem? So for example, we have 1 million of points. How many queries do we need to ask our oracle?
So in the positive result that we have, if the properties are satisfied, we need just logarithmic number of queries in terms of the number of points. So 10 to the 6 becomes, I guess, like just a few queries. But it depends on the number of clusters as well. That's the more important factor.
Thank you.
No problem.
Does the gamma margin induce some kind of spherical structure to the clusters?
Yes, actually it does. So it's nice to consider situations where it's not fully satisfied, but mostly satisfied. It's related to some other notions that has been considered before for the sake of computational complexity, like alpha center proximity or other notions.
But is it a limitation of the solution that it can only be used for spherical clusters and not other kind of clusters? Is something about the solution uses the sphericalness of the clusters?
The demonstration that we had on the positive results assumes that property is satisfied for the target clustering. If it's not the case, then we need other approaches, but I mean, still the queries seem to be helpful.
Right.
Okay,
thank you.
Let's take a question from that side.
So the bounds that you had depended on the number of clusters, but it did not have any terms which indicated the sizes of the clusters. So I was wondering, what happens if you have like odd size clusters of order size, say size order n as well as square root of n? Does that make a difference, or do you need to assume sort of balancedness in the cluster sizes?
No, we don't need to actually assume that. We just have the factor of log n and k. So if you have, you just need to. Even if it is not balanced, it will work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a question. Do you think that there are any connections between the metric learning settings and your clustering algorithm? In more traditional metric learning approach, you have a pair of pointed nodes that belong to the same class, and you learn a matrix on top of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very nice question, but in this particular work, we don't try to learn the metric, but you can possibly do that as well. And there's, so actually, we had a previous work where we tried to learn a metric based on the information that you get from the domain expert. But in this work, we didn't follow that framework.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.